Hi everyone, my name is Saradia. It is a blessing to be before the presence of the Lord, and I'm thankful for grace and for mercy today, because without grace and mercy, I'm not sure where I would be, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful to God for giving me life. So before I start this morning, I'll like to pray. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, mighty God, I thank you that you are God, that you're holy, that you're wonderful, mighty God, that you're all powerful. God, it is your will, mighty God, that I am here today, not mine. My God, if it was my own will, I don't know where I would be. So God, I'm grateful for your presence in my life, mighty God. I'm thankful, God, that no matter what, you have never given up on us, mighty God. So God, I pray even now, to every person in the hearing of my voice, mighty God, I pray that you will seal and cover them under your blood, mighty God. Even this group, my God, I pray that you'll bless, mighty God. I pray that even the leaders, my God, that you'll seal and cover them, mighty God, as they continue to do your work, mighty God, as they continue to serve you, my God, I pray that you will give them power, mighty God, uplift them even now. So God, I pray even now that you touch me, mighty God, touch my voice, let it be seasoned with your grace, and let whatever I say, mighty God, comes from your throne, mighty God, for edification of your people, even now. Cover and seal me under your blood. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. So today's topic is journey along with that's a subtopic, complacency in our walk. And the reading is coming from 1 Corinthians 9, 24 to 27. I'm not going to read it, even though it's not that long. But basically, it was one of Paul's letter to the Corinthians. And he was He was describing to the people that you don't have to be a slave. You can be free. You can be whoever you want to be. You can be whoever you need to be and still serve God. But when you're doing it, make sure that you're doing it for the right reason. Make sure that while you're on this journey, while you're preaching, you don't preach yourself out of the kingdom of heaven. Make sure that even though you go to different people and they have different ways and you have to be a certain way to reach them, make sure to always stay true to who God has called you to be. And so he basically stayed true to who he was, because God called him out of a place where it was really dark because he was killing Christians. But now he's saved and he's using his life to spread the word of God, to preach the gospel to others. Amen. So complacency is a thing that has become very prevalent in the church and in a lot of Christians' walk with God, because so many times on this journey we tend to forget who God is, and his grace and his mercies always endure. He's always there with us. He's always with us, even though sometimes we might not feel him, even though sometimes we might step out of his grace or we might step out of his will. He's always there. He's an unchanging God. He never changes. He's always the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the same God he was before, and he's the same God tomorrow. So he's always God. He's always God. He's always who he is. He never changes. The people that changes are us. We get so comfortable sometimes. We get so comfortable with God. We serve in God. We serve in others that we become weary. We tend to not enjoy it anymore. There's no enjoyment. There's no joy in our walk. There's no joy in the way that we speak about God, in the way that we share his word. We become less enthusiastic. We have become so familiar with God to the point where we forget that this is a race, like it says in verse 24, that we forget that this is a race. And that even though we're on this journey, we are supposed to, like any other athlete, like in Jamaica, we have so many athletes. The fastest man in the world is Usain Bolt. And I know in order for him to have been or became the fastest man in the world, he had to do numerous amount of training. There were like times he probably didn't even want to train, times where he wanted to give up. But because he continued to work hard, to put in endurance, to put in strength workout, all those different workouts, just like that, we as Christian, we have to make sure that we put in that endurance workout. If it need be, that we have to be reading our Bible always, or always being the Word, or always making sure that we pray. Because when we become complacent, when we become so comfortable with God, sometimes we forget that we need to go to Him and say, like, God, I know that I'm not good on my own. That if it wasn't for you, God, that I wouldn't be who I am. Being so comfortable with God, sometimes we forget to pray, and that we need His grace and that we need His strength. That even though we do this every single day, we don't do it of our own self. So just like how Usain Bolt had to train every day, just like how he had to make sure that he got his laps in, he got to make sure that he eat proper food, he had to make sure to drink enough water. So as Christians, we must make sure that while we're on this journey, while we're in this race, because the price is Christ Jesus, it is salvation, it is spending eternity with Him, we have to make sure that we put in every single work that we can. We have to make sure that we do and go the extra mile, even if it is to wake up early, to give Him thanks, to pray, even if it is to make sure that we are always ready to give the word to somebody else. Because even though God has called us, He's also called us for the Great Commission, where we also help others to get into the kingdom. It is not a race where we are competing against each other, but it is a race that we are running with Jesus Christ. And we have to make sure that we run this race properly. As we run, let us not become weary in well-doing. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So if we continue on this journey with Christ, if we continue to trust in Him and have faith that He's able to work in our life, that He's able to keep us, we will not faint, and we'll reap the reward. We'll get the prize, which is King Jesus. The whole point of this Christian walk is to worship God and to give Him praise and to give Him honor. So if there is no joy, no happiness, no peace when we serve in God, what's the sense of even serving Him? Verses 24 is really important to me, because I feel like a lot of times in running, we forget that we need to always see God. As Christians, we know that the price is everlasting life in Christ. The race we are running may seem so long, and sometimes it might seem hard. Sometimes it is hard, because God knows there are trouble that affect us sometimes. But even though we are pressed on every side, we should still give God thanks. Even though we might face tribulations, we should still give God thanks. It shouldn't be that when we're going through these things that we get comfortable, that we say, woe is me, and just give up. But we should ask God for mercy and for grace and for help, because this race we're running is not by ourselves. God loves us so much that He gives us the opportunity to join in that race with us. He loves us so much to the point where He wants to be in this race with us. He didn't call us to run this race by ourselves, but He called us so that He can run with us. There is help, there is hope, because He said His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. And because we're not strong on our own, and because we can give ourselves our own endurance, and because we don't have all the right answers to all the questions, how to properly nourish ourselves, how to properly walk in God's grace, how to properly walk in favor and in God, we have to constantly seek Him. Revelation 3 verse 15 said, if we're neither hot nor cold, He'll spew us out. In being complacent in God, in our walk with Christ, it's as if we're neither hot nor cold, because we don't pray as much, we don't seek God as much, we're not in His presence as much, we feel as if we don't need to go to Him as much, we feel like we're doing this of our own strength, the walks gets overbearing, the journey becomes almost impossible, it feels heavy sometimes, but He didn't call us to do this by ourselves. And if we are having these problems or difficulties, in Revelation 3 verse 15, it also says He will spew us out, because God is not, he doesn't want us to serve Him and serve whatever it is that is distracting us from His presence. God requires us to serve Him fully with our whole heart, with our own mind, with our own whole being. He requires us to be fully engulfed in Him. He requires us to be completely lost in Him. This race is not to please anyone else but God. It's not for our friends to say, oh, we're running correctly, or it's not for our friends to say, oh, we're doing the right thing, but it is for us to live according to God's will and live according to His way. We have to understand as Christian that constantly being in God's presence is required for us to constantly be what He has called us to be. He called us in unison with Him, in oneness. He needs us to be always at His feet, to worship at His feet. And that's what God has called us to be. His children, His servant, to work in His vineyard, to bring people in His kingdom. So how will you tell someone about God and the goodness of God if you cannot feel the goodness of God yourself? How is it that you're going to tell somebody that, oh, my walk with Christ is a wonderful walk, if you have not experienced God for yourself? Because a lot of time why people become so complacent is because they lack experience in God. They lack feeling the oneness, the togetherness, the feeling of being in God's presence, and to feel His whole being, to worship Him in truth and in spirit. Imagine as a child of God, just like how runners run their race, and you know you've practiced all your life, you've trained for how many months, like the Olympic Games or the special meets that they have, you've practiced all off season, you make sure you eat properly, not to take drugs, you make sure to get enough sleep, to not to consume too much alcohol, you make sure to do the right things, to not have to worry about an injury or to be disqualified from the race. And imagine you did all this, make sure that everything is on point, make sure that you're doing all the stuff that you're supposed to do, and at that day of the race you are disqualified because you false start. That is us as Christian. Wouldn't it be awful if, after claiming to be a child of God, telling others about how much He's such a good God, how He's such a wonderful God, how He has been great to you, and then missed out on the one thing, on the prize to be in heaven with Him? Now, those athletes who have been training for how many months, years, just to be in that race, disqualified at the beginning of the race, it has to be painful. And I know as Christian, it will be painful for the ones who claim to be serving God all their lives, and because of complacency and because of lukewarmness, miss out on a place in heaven. In Zephaniah 1 verse 12, it speaks about where God is not pleased about people who like to settle. In Proverbs, it has so many verses where the Bible mentions that God is not pleased about people who choose to be comfortable in a position. God hasn't called us to be comfortable in Him, but called us to do what He has called us to do. He has called us to do the work. He has called us to serve in His vineyard. He has called us to be mighty and powerful to win souls for Christ. So we can't afford to be lukewarm. We can't afford to be one foot in and one foot out. We can't afford to be complacent, to be too comfortable, to be too familiar with God that we miss out on a place in heaven. I know for sure I don't want to miss out on a place in heaven. And I know that has to be the desire of every Christian that serves God. Because there would be no sense in serving God if at the end of all this, if at the end of serving in the church, if at the end of doing all that we can, we don't get to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Let us hold on to the end of the race. Let us hold on. Let us endure. But while in enduring, let us hold on to God. Let us hold on to Christ. Let us hold on to His word. Let us hold on to His promises that He has given unto us. Because these promises are not just mere earthly promises. These are promises of everlasting life, of dwelling in His presence continuously, of dwelling at His feet. There has to be joy in knowing that there is hope for us. Every athlete in their own special area, they strive to be the best at what they do. They strive to make sure that everything that I do is to ensure that I get the prize, the gold medal at the end. And like in a race that an athlete runs, we as Christians, we have to make sure that we do everything that is possible to hold on to the end, to get that prize which God has promised unto us. Because the prize that an athlete win on earth is perishable, but the one that we win when we serve Christ in the right way is everlasting. Let our hearts and our mind be set on doing the right thing for Christ. Let it not be for our vain glory that we run this race. Let it not be for our self-accomplishment, self-righteousness. Let it not be for self-praise. Let it not be that we run this race to be lifted up above others. But let it be that we run this race so that God can say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So that others can come to know the Savior like you have come to know the Savior. Let it be that we do this for God's will, not for our will. Because our will is like fleshly desire, but God's will is a desire of our hearts and it's a desire of our lives. So let us do this for Him. Hebrews 4 verse 16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." So in everything that we need to run this race, in everything that we required, is only found in God. Just like an athlete depend on their different ways of training and making sure to eat properly and not to medicate themselves with drugs that are banned, let us approach God's throne. Let us seek Him daily. Let us pray. Because in this time, it is required for us as Christians to seek God. Because it is important. We need Him now more than ever. Because this world has become so self-indulgent, so selfish. Everybody wants to be consumed in themselves, to be glorifying themselves. But let us as Christians not take that path. Let us hold on to God's hand and let us walk boldly in His grace and knowing that we have strength in Him because His strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us run this race with confidence. The journey wasn't meant for us to be alone, because God, with His grace and His mercy, is meant to go with us. It's meant to go the long way with us. It's meant to give us endurance. It's meant to strengthen us. It's meant to cover us. It's meant to guide us. It's meant to lead us, just like the Apostle Paul. In everything that he did, he made sure to seek God's grace. He made sure to seek God's presence. He made sure to seek his guidance, because we cannot do this on our own, because our flesh will bring us down, but God's Spirit is able to keep us on this journey. So let us continue to trust in God. Let us continue to reach out to Him. The songwriter said, reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. So let us reach out and touch God. Let us reach out to Him, because we cannot do this of our own. Amen. Bless the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your wonderful mercy. I thank you for your grace, Lord. I thank you that you are God, that you're wonderful, that you're mighty. My God, I thank you for using me, mighty God, as your vessel to speak to your people, mighty God. It is not me of myself, mighty God, but it is you, my God, who speak through me. So, God, I thank you even now. Seal every person even now. God, I pray that you cover us. Let us not be complacent in this season, mighty God. Let us not be too comfortable. Let us not, my God, lose ourselves, mighty God, in our own ways. But, Lord, let us trust in you, mighty God, for guidance. Mighty God, let us trust your direction for our lives, mighty God. Because your ways, mighty God, are past our ways. My God, our ways are selfish, mighty God, to our wants. But, my God, you know exactly what we need. So, God, I ask that you seal and cover every person under your blood. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.